Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The first big storm of 2025 has swerved around the Chicago area, but a winter weather advisory is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight, Central Time. Brett Borkhardt is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service and says Chicagoans can expect a slow and slick afternoon commute.
We are dealing with lake effect snow and freezing drizzle this morning and afternoon. This afternoon and evening, including the evening commutes, just be prepared for variable conditions and driving into snow showers, especially across the northern and central Chicago suburbs.
Borkhardt says temperatures will hold in the 20s and teens for the rest of this week. The next chance of snowfall is Friday and Saturday. Defense testimony got underway again today in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. A Madigan witness reappeared on the stand today, Illinois Appellate Justice David Ellis. The former speaker's legal team also says it expects to call Madigan's former law partner later this week. Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel have filed a federal lawsuit today challenging the Biden administration's decision to block a proposed nearly $15 billion deal for Nippon to acquire Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. The companies in a separate lawsuit allege the CEO of steelmaking rival Cleveland-Cliffs, along with the head of the United Steelworkers Union, worked together to scuttle the deal. The suits were filed today in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia and a federal court in Pennsylvania. They allege it was a political decision and violated the company's due process. A congressional task force is exploring whether and how to regulate artificial intelligence. Illinois U.S. Representative Eric Sorensen says he saw how the technology has the potential to save lives during his time as a TV weatherman.
Imagine if the people of Washington, Illinois had the ability to evacuate the town before the tornado struck. Well, with artificial intelligence, there may be a way for us to do that. It may be only years away.
The Democrat represents Western and parts of Northern and Central Illinois and says Congress must make sure AI is not abused. He suggested the potential risk of some jobs becoming obsolete might be overhyped. And the Chicago set series The Bear was the most nominated TV show at last night's Golden Globes, but it brought home just one award. The Hardware went to the show's star, Jeremy Allen White, for best performance by an actor in a TV musical or comedy. This is White's third straight year to win in the category. He beat out other actors like Adam Brody and Ted Danson. The Bear cast was also nominated in four other categories. Weather, some snow showers, some freezing drizzle, a high in the low 30s. Not a whole lot of snow or ice expected to accumulate, and we have a winter weather advisory in effect until 9 tonight. And then this evening, snow showers mixing with freezing drizzle, a low in the upper teens. And Tuesday, partly sunny, high in the mid-20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.